Mr. Rogers invited us into his neighborhood from 1968 to 2001. Many of us grew up watching the TV show and enjoyed spending time with Fred Rogers. This weekend, a brand new movie opens called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and it features Mr. Rogers played by Tom Hanks. And it's all about his relationship with a journalist who really benefits from spending time in the neighborhood. Fred Rogers died in 2003 at the age of 74, and the person who knew him best was his wife, Joanne. Joanne Rogers joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, Todd.
Hello. It's so good to talk to you.
You too. How are things?
Things are good here in Canada, and I understand that Fred Rogers and Mr. Rogers got his start not too far from here in Toronto.
Well, when we were there and Fred was doing the program there called Mr. Rogers, back in the early 60s, I believe. And anyway, I loved Toronto because you always knew once it snowed, it was probably going to be snowing tomorrow if it snowed today. And you just got your boots out and put them on and along with your coat and went out. But what I used to call the Ontario sunshine.
Yeah.
I just love, because we don't get much sun in the winter in Pittsburgh. It's a wonderful city. Wonderful.
We tend to stay indoors a little bit more in Canada when the weather turns cold. And one thing we did when we were kids growing up, we watched Mr. Rogers.
Oh, that's wonderful. It seems you sound so young to me.
Well, thanks for that. I appreciate that. That makes me feel good. And that's what this movie does. And we got a sneak peek at the movie. And it's a story of Fred Rogers and his relationship with this journalist who's doing a story on him. His name is Lloyd. And for most of the movie, I think Lloyd is just trying to figure out if Fred Rogers is for real. And you're here to tell us that he was the real deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely the real deal. Mm. I've been saying to people, the program was his ministry. But he was himself that person who was doing the program. He was no different, maybe even realer. Sometimes I think he was more real. He had been ordained as a Presbyterian minister, continued to do his work on with the media, on television, with children and families. So that was his ministry, and therefore that was who he was.
Now, for people going to see the movie this weekend, I think they'll discover that, in a weird way, the movie is not really about Mr. Rogers. It's about the character Lloyd. And Mr. Rogers would probably agree that it shouldn't be about me.
Absolutely. I love that. I love what you're saying. I certainly do think so. And I think that the people who were making the movie wanted this to be kind of Mr. Rogers for adults. for people who maybe people, fans of the program who had watched it growing up, like you did. And then at your age, you're dealing with it. So I think that's what they wanted us to look at. But and I think you're right. Fred would have liked the way that you mentioned. Mm. And I think that they did a good job of casting Tom. They also did a good job of casting Lloyd.
And there's a wonderful scene in the movie between Lloyd and Mr. Rogers as they're sitting in a restaurant. And Mr. Rogers asks Lloyd to think, just for 10 seconds, not to say anything, and think about the people who loved us into existence. And the movie's just quiet. And at one point, Mr. Rogers looks right at the camera. And I think people are going to come away with that with so many different responses, because it was just such a powerful scene, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what I think. I think that may be the most powerful moment of the movie for a lot of people I've talked to. It was, they say.
We have to get out and see this movie. And Joanne, what do you think people will take away? What do you want them to take away from seeing the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
I hope they take away some feelings of kindness and acceptance and of giving themselves a break, maybe a little bit, of feeling good about themselves and hoping that they're okay. I think we need it right now in this world.
Indeed we do. The movie is called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, starring Tom Hanks. It opens this weekend, and we've been speaking with Mrs. Fred Rogers, Joanne Rogers. It's been a delight to talk to you, Joanne. Thank you so much.
It's been lovely to speak with you.